This is KUT. Austin is one of about two dozen large cities in the U.S. that collects and publishes demographic information about people who get tickets or are arrested. It's part of an effort to add transparency when it comes to things like racial profiling. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, today Austin's Public Safety Commission will present some new ways the city can improve its efforts to further improve that transparency.
The Public Safety Commission has three suggestions. One, add some new categories to the data the city collects. Right now, officials follow Texas's racial profiling law. That means they publish the race of people who are cited or arrested. But the commission's chair, Rebecca Weber, says they should also collect data on people who are stopped and searched, but not cited or arrested.
We would all have a better picture of what's going on in our city if the data included those that are stopped and searched, but then let go.
Weber, a partner at Hendler Lyons Flores, says the city should also make sure the police department and the Office of the Police Monitor have the resources to collect that data and to analyze it. She says that could mean hiring a statistician to put the numbers in context.
Having more rigorous analysis and having more data to look at will help the police department look at its own training and its own policies and, you know, interrogate itself about whether or not it needs to make changes.
Austin is part of the president's police data initiative. It's an effort to improve police transparency after a series of police shootings sparked protests across the country. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.